I'd like to welcome our guest this morning. Namaskaram. You may have noticed we've set up a shrine for Gurudeva, and due to many requests, you know, where can we prostrate to Gurudeva? Where can we offer Gurudeva a flower? So we set up a shrine temporarily on Gurudeva's seat there, so we can all do that. It's not permanent, but till we come up with a permanent location for a nice shrine to Gurudeva that we can all use, we're going to use the chair there. So you're welcome to bring flowers and prostrate to Gurudeva at that seat for the time being. Speaking of Gurudeva, he was recently honored, because it was November 20th, a few days ago, at the Poipu Rotary Club. Some of you may know D.Q. Jackson, and he's the president for the year for the Poipu Rotary Club, very talkative, outgoing person, and who is excellent in video. So he, as you may recall, took video shots during our open house in July, and he edited the video into a 10-minute presentation. So that was the feature event for all the business and professional people at the Poipu Rotary Club, which included our staunchest island supporters outside of our members. Carol and Marty Kahn were there. Every event which involves Gurudeva on the island, they're there. So almost omnipresent in that regard. So it was wonderful. The video focused on three parts of the presentation of that open house day. It first introduced the temple. Then it introduced the beautiful granite signs, the large signs, as well as the two small ones that were given to the mayor for Aloha, It's Kauai Spirit, and One Island, Many Peoples, All Kauaians. And the third point was the Aloha, the Kauai Aloha Endowment was also introduced. So following the video, I gave a short talk which gave some background on the monastery for those who hadn't been up here. Quite a few of the members from the Poipu Rotary Club were up here a while ago for breakfast meeting, so they were quite familiar with us, but others weren't. Plus there are a lot of guests from other rotary clubs as well as from the mainland. So gave some background on the monastery and talked about all the community projects we were involved in, the Aloha cards printing and distribution, the drug-free CD and posters, and the Aloha Endowment, how we were helping in those areas, and that we were going to continue to do that. That was an important part of the monastery's activities, and though most of our activities are religious, these were secular community activities which were important to us and which we planned to continue. And then I introduced the temple project a little bit, and in doing so, I had a realization, which I included in notes, which was the sanctum is scheduled to be finished in May of 2003 with God, Gods, and Guru's blessings. That's the schedule we hope to maintain, and that's only a year and a half away. And so at that point, the scaffolding will come down around the sanctum, and we'll be able to see it from then on. So in a year and a half, though it'll take a number more years to finish the complete temple, but in a year and a half, the main sanctum will be visible to all of us as well as to all of our visitors and be quite an attraction. So we don't have that long to wait if blessings continue as they have come. So after my short five-minute talk, the mayor gave her presentation on Gurudeva. And she is Gurudeva's best promoter on the island, for sure. And she speaks so convincingly and so sincerely about Gurudeva and how her interaction with Gurudeva has meant so much to her and done so much to benefit the island. So she went through the brief history of the Vision Kauai group meeting and developing, with Gurudeva's help, the idea of Aloha as the focus. Aloha, It's Kauai Spirit, as an island-wide focus, and how that led to printing of cards and producing of posters, and that the posters not only we're going into the classrooms, but we're actually changing some of the students' behavior in the classrooms. It was getting down to that level that teachers would say, "Oh, is that aloha?" And kids would back off. "You know, that's not aloha." "Well, you know, I guess I can't do it. It's not aloha." So she said it in such a simple way. It just showed how this vision came into print and then into the classrooms and was actually influencing the behavior of people on the island. And then she brought in the one island, many people's all Kauaians idea quite nicely. And then when all of that was in place, Gurudeva had asked her, well, what's the biggest problem on the island? And her quick answer, as she presented it, was drugs. That's our biggest problem, drugs. So then she went on to explain how Gurudeva went out and did the research, and with Arumugaswamy's excellent help, produced a CD with interviews from prisoners and students and people in the correctional system, and really gave a fine picture of what drug taking leads to. These are the consequences. You know, it's that kind of CD. It doesn't say taking drugs is wrong. No, it doesn't say that. It says, if you take drugs, these are the likely consequences. You know, you lose your family, you end up in jail, you lose respect, you lose your job, you go broke, you become a criminal. You know, all the consequences of starting to take drugs are beautifully illustrated through the stories on the CD. So the mayor went on to explain how that CD is in use in various places. And then she concluded with the Kauai Aloha Endowment and was actually doing soft sale fundraising for it. You know, give money to this endowment is almost what she was saying. She put a lot of thought into how to present it and talked about the board of advisors, which contain a number of businessmen. So they all know the businessmen on the board of advisors, so that gives it credibility, and explained how it would benefit the island into the future, and how the venture capitalist Larry Bowman was involved and gave the biggest donation of $25,000, and what it was going to do with the money, how it would help abused children and wives, and even in the future, when it had enough money, provide public art, which is something the mayor is very keen on adding to the island. She says the island does not have enough public art. So then afterwards, lots of people came up and congratulated us for all the wonderful work Gurudeva was doing, and some of them asked to come up and so forth. So it was very nice presentation of Gurudeva's work as it relates to the island and how much impact it's had over the last few years. And I think everyone in general didn't realize that and didn't realize how closely the mayor and Gurudeva had been working together. So it was very valuable in those terms.